AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The financial future of Greece is in the hands of voters who are casting ballots in a bailout referendum that will determine whether Greece floats or sinks. AP correspondent Elena Bekatoris in Athens reports voters are being asked if the country should accept tough conditions from creditors or bite the bullet.
Many European officials have said that would mean that Greece is essentially voting to not be in the Eurozone, but there is no precedent for any country leaving Europe's joint currency.
Six world powers and Iran have drawn up a draft document on one of the most contentious issues in their nuclear talks. The document confronts the pace and timing of sanctions release for the Islamic Republic in exchange for curbs on Iran's nuclear program. Before watching fireworks light up the National Mall last night in Washington, the president hosted a White House picnic for veterans and their families. He not only thanked them for their service, but also members of the military who are serving overseas.
We want to thank those who aren't with their families on this holiday season because they're posted overseas. We want to especially remember them.
Barry Manilow was among a star-studded cast who performed last night at a Capitol Fourth concert on PBS. A 15-year-old girl won the women's division of the 42nd annual cherry spitting contest in Eau Claire, Michigan. She spit a pit farther than anyone, 49 feet 3 inches. Matt Stoney ate 62 hot dogs and buns to beat Joey Chestnut for the famous Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
It's a surreal feeling. This is my fifth time here at Coney Island at the Nathan's Contest. It's here. It's the 4th of July. This is the biggest contest of the year. So to win it means it's an amazing feeling.
This is AP Radio News. 1 year after legalizing the sale of marijuana, Washington State is tweaking its market as tax revenues soar past expectations.
Other states watching Washington and Colorado, the first state to legalize sales, won't miss the revenue flowing into their treasuries. So far, total tax revenues in Washington state top $70 million. Kevin Oliver is a marijuana reform activist there.
The success of Washington isn't because people are making money selling pot. The success is because the state is getting revenues that are going to socially responsible programs.
Oliver is also a pot farmer. He says growers, processors, and retailers have yet to prosper because of high taxes, but their complaints have resulted in the state cutting its three-level excise tax on pot to a single 37% tax. I'm Martin DeCaro.
Will history repeat itself today? The U.S. women's soccer team hopes not. The Americans are favored to beat the Japanese for the cup in Vancouver, B.C. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.